You used the term luck a couple of times, and keeping with our theme here of Women's History Month and the women who are listening out in the audience that we want to share your wisdom and knowledge with, and Dr. Alexis, too, when she comes on the air, well, how do you feel about luck? That's a strange word for someone as accomplished as you to use.
Well, when I was in junior high school, I went to a music camp. And the slogan was to be at the right place at the right time with the right equipment and the right attitude. And I think that if you can really strive to do that, to be ready for when those opportunities come into your world so that you can really take advantage of them.
So even if you do not see an opportunity on the horizon right now, or even if you're stuck in a dead-end job and you think you just don't or have lost hope, you never know what's around the corner, and always prepare yourself.
Life can change in a moment. A blink of an eye, it can change, and your whole perspective can change. And I always, every day I wake up and I wonder what mini miracles are going to happen today. And I call them mini miracles because when things happen that you totally don't expect, that just come into your life, and you go, wow, that's really neat.
It is really neat, and we would love for you to come into our life. Please call in if you'd like to speak with Diane Wittrie, or if you have a question or comment for us at 610-758-8810. So, Diane, if there are struggling musicians, struggling artists sitting out there in somebody's garage or basement, living with their parents, what is some of your best advice for them?
My best advice is, you're going to laugh, but it's, I always tell, especially conductors, because there's so many people that want to be conductors and not enough jobs, I tell them to double their rate of failure.
Aha, uh-huh. Try more often.
Try more often, because the law of averages and the law of statistics is that the more you try, you know, if you don't apply for the job, you can't get the job. And you never know which job is going to be the right job for you. There was a horn player I knew, and he had taken audition after audition, and he was getting into his late 30s, and he was about to hang it up. He was, you know, he said, okay, this is my last audition. And his last audition was going to be with the Boston, you know, Symphony, and he got the job. And, you know, what if he had given up one audition before that?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to just, persistence is everything in every field, not just the arts and music. And then also be enthusiastic about what you do. You know, people want to be around people that are excited and that are just full of energy. And that single element can often change your career dramatically.